the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClellan. I'm talking today with the Journal Record's senior reporter, Sarah Terry Kobo. Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jacob.
Yeah, I want to talk with you about a story you wrote about active shooter preparedness training. Since July, Centurion Consulting Group has received an increase in demand for their services. Tell us a little bit about Centurion Consulting Group. What does this group do?
Well, it's interesting because they are beyond your typical security consultant. They train people in business how to respond in case an armed gunman comes to the building. They've even provided some informal consulting to churches, too. Basically, they go in and they examine what are the vulnerabilities within a building. Are there doors that don't lock? Does everyone know how to get to the nearest exit? Does, you know, even how to look around and find an object to defend yourself if you can't escape or hide?
Now, you observed one of their trainings at Norman Regional Hospital. What was that like?
It was interesting. So you've got these two guys from Centurion. They've both been with the Norman Police Force for at least 2 decades. They give you the basics. You get out and you hide out. And then they call up these 3 volunteers for the third component to practice that third part, takeout. 3 audience volunteers basically tackle the consultant when he comes in the door. One aims high, the other aims low, and the third person has to get the gun away from him. It's a toy gun, of course. It may seem morbid, but the mantra that the Centurion consultants have is that you don't want to be thinking about this when the gunfire begins.
What makes hospitals like Norman Regional, what makes hospitals particularly important places to hold active shooter preparedness trainings?
Well, there's some unique things about a hospital setting that make it more challenging to train than a typical workplace. Because it's more open, there's a lot of foot traffic, there are a lot of unlocked doors. Plus, you have a lot of patients who can't get out, they can't hide out, and they can't take out a potential intruder on their own. So they will rely on other people to help them.
You know, having training for an active shooter at the workplace is one thing, but I mean, these types of incidents, I mean, can really happen anywhere. And can this training apply in other public places, like at a shopping center, for instance?
Absolutely. And I think that's a little bit where the conversation kind of lended to was what happens if I'm, you know, out shopping with my kids and we get separated. And you know, these Centurion consultants, they're, you know, trained police officers. And so they say anytime they go into a shopping center, they know, hey, if you get separated or if you can't find me, we always meet back at this place. So even before you walk in the store, here's this central place where we're going to meet if we get separated for whatever reason, you know. And that's just kind of a basic, you know, awareness of your situation of, hey, if mom and dad get separated from kids at the shopping center, we're going to meet back here if all else fails.
You know, here in the Oklahoma City metro, healthcare professionals have worked through disasters before. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking the Oklahoma City bombing or the Moore tornadoes. We have a lot of people with firsthand experience with things like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can they help prepare newcomers to the region who work in healthcare for the possibility of a disaster?
Well, it's these disaster training sessions, really. So hospitals typically have at least one or more disaster drill or disaster preparedness session so their staff can practice every year. And it's not all about mass shooters, of course. Any mass casualty is likely to bring in dozens of patients at a time to an emergency room, so they need to know how to triage and how to respond quickly to save lives. The one in Norman also included information on how to spot biological attacks, for example, that may not seem obvious.
Sarah Terry Kobo is a reporter at the Journal Record newspaper. Sarah, thank you so much for talking with us.
It's great to be here, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.